ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
From field reports to fun facts, this is Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
And always remember, we love you a latte.
Classic Country 90.9.
Coach and all his friends are here. Welcome into Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
Yeah, anyway, we were talking about the weekend and, of course, Christmas and how it was for him and how it was for myself and what we got to do and experience each day, because it kind of goes over a series of days. But we had a great Christmas at our family at home and got to visit with a lot of members, and he did as well. But and then we kind of went into the normal routine of the show, the morning show. And we were discussing, you know, goings on in the state of Alabama, and we were talking about these rest stops that are going to be refurbished by the state of Alabama. Need to stop. I was telling him that later on today I was going to Georgia, and of course that was a great opportunity for him to say, you know, why don't you just go ahead and stop at one of these rest stops between here and Georgia, and see what it looks like, you know, what kind of work they might have to be doing. And I was kind of hesitant about doing that because I never stop at these places. And I'm still kind of hesitant about doing it, but I might very well stop either on the way over or the way back and take some photos and bring it back with Coach, and we can share that with our listeners. And as much riding around as we do, especially, you know, either going to Florida for the summertime or going over to Georgia, we have family that lives over there, that we're passing these places all the time, these rest stops and welcome centers, and I just never stop at any of those places. Lots of times the welcome center is the more frequent in place that people that travel a lot stop at. You see a lot of people stopping there, tourists and people that are traveling from one state to the next. You always see a great crowd there, but we never stop at those places, but we do notice them on the road.
Well, Dave, what we're pulling for now, as we want to tell people good morning, welcome in to Coach and Friends on this Friday morning. We've got the hopefully now all the right buttons mashed and everything. Three days away, Dave, and you know, things happen.
Yes, they do.
This happen when you, even when you, you know, when you're not around, things will happen and go on. But we're glad that you're with us this morning, and we need you to stop, Dave. We need you to stop at that welcome center tomorrow.
I know you want me to stop.
I want you to stop tomorrow, if you will. I mean,
it'll either be today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I think you'll have to stop at the Alabama Welcome Center as you come back into Alabama.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
You won't be able to cross the interstate.
No. So, that'd be a lot of trouble to do that.
It would be. Yeah, we don't want you to go to all that. We don't want you to go to a lot of trouble, just a little trouble on your way home tomorrow.
When I picture it in my mind, because I know exactly where it is, you can't see up in there. It's kind of got trees
in front of it.
It's blinding. You see the road that leads up to it,
right,
but you really can't see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what it is. There's a sign, but no, I've never stopped there before, so. Now you kind of got my curiosity up a little.
We're hoping you stop tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is what we're pulling for. We want to tell you good morning. Welcome in this morning. 44.9 degrees on this Friday morning. And Coach and Friends right here on Classic Country 90.9. Jumping back in the saddle after a few days away, celebrating Christmas as we've been with family and friends, and hopefully you've been able to do that, and still Christmas activities going on. I know of a few families getting together this weekend to do the Christmas thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. As they've just, you know, unable to get together before now, and it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay. It can be. If every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world it would be, Dave.
Well, we're going to be exchanging gifts this afternoon.
There you go.
With some of my family.
I mean, it's still happening.
Yeah.
It is still
going on.
What about you? What about Christmas trees? Is it still up at your house?
Still up.
Yeah, ours is still up. And it'll stay up.
We had a few little brick-brack things that we had lay out. I put a few little things up.
Right.
Overall, probably 95% of it's still up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way ours is. It's still there. Still lit up. It's pretty. I like it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even we have some outside light. We got wreaths on the windows and on the front door and like spotlights, you know, shines on those. And we leave them on. Normally I unplug them when we go to bed at night, except Christmas night. I leave them on all night. I just leave them plugged up, and I've left them on ever since. Yeah. They just stay on. They was on last night. It's just pretty.
Lots of folks do that.
Yeah. It's pretty stuff. Pretty stuff. And, well, Dave, we're going to take a little break and see if we can keep things working, and then we'll be back and see what we can get into.
We will be back shortly.
Some more stories
about
Christmas activities over the last few days. You stay with us, Coach and Friends, part of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
All your fishing and hunting needs are in one place. Catch 'em All Sporting Goods, the official sporting goods store of Classic Country Mornings.
6:36 on this Friday morning. Coach and Friends on Classic Country, 90.9, Classic Country Mornings. Coach Aaron, Dave the Barber, you, thanks for being with us this morning. Dave, I believe we got a few clouds out there hanging this morning.
I can see it out there with the sunrise coming slowly, but you can see it's a little cloudy.
It's lightening up, but it's cloudy out there this morning. Chance of rain during the day today, so keep an umbrella, raincoat handy. Possibilities of that coming down.
Dress accordingly.
Yes, dress accordingly. So let's talk about Christmas, Dave.
Yeah.
What did Dave the Barber get for Christmas? I know you
had
to get something.
I got a whole lot of happiness, Coach. No, I didn't get anything.
Not one present?
No.
From anybody?
No.
From your kids or nothing?
No.
You got no present?
No, Coach, I didn't.
Well, Dave... Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. We don't.
Even your daughter don't give you a present?
She gave us, it wasn't for Christmas Day, but she gave us a night at the Graduate in a hotel in Auburn. The Christmas Eve night.
Yeah. Monday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was her gift to us.
Okay.
But to open something up from her for Christmas Day, or no, we didn't do anything like that. I thought that's what you meant.
Well, you didn't have a present to open for Christmas.
No, I did not.
Dave.
No, I didn't. It's not a big deal to me. It's not.
It is to me, Dave.
it's just
you
not.
Didn't have a you didn't have a present to tail the paper off of.
No, I didn't. And I had a fantastic Christmas Day.
Well, I know you did.
I did.
But you didn't open a present.
No, I didn't open a present. That's okay.
Well, I'll say this right now. On December the 27th, I'll say this. Next Christmas, you'll open a present. It may not be on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But you will have a present to open.
Well,
it will happen next year.
You don't have to.
Well, it's going to happen, Dave. That makes me sad, Dave.
Don't be sad. Well, I am not sad.
I know you're not, but I am.
Oh, gosh. I'm not. No.
I mean, you didn't get an Auburn sweatshirt or nothing. I mean, nothing.
Coach, I got stuff I know last
you
week.
I know you did. I know.
If I see something, I go buy it.
I know you do. I know. But to not have one present to open on Christmas.
Uh-uh.
Oh, Dave.
I didn't. Does food count?
No, not really. No.
I didn't think it did. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
We had a great Christmas.
Oh, I know you did. I saw some pictures. I mean, you sent me a few pictures.
I mean, we had a great time. Y'all had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time at Auburn.
The Graduate. Tell us about the new, that's a new hotel in Auburn.
It is.
They're located, if you correct me if I'm wrong, these are, it's a chain of hotels.
That's right.
Called the Graduate.
Yes.
That are located in College Towns.
That's correct.
I have stayed at the one in Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay.
That's where we stayed when we were there at one,
yeah,
for a few days. So the one in Auburn is a new thing.
It is.
Relatively new.
Relatively new, yeah. I'd never been in it. I've driven by it.
Where is it at? Where is it located?
It's on Magnolia.
When I say Dave, that doesn't tell me anything.
Well, when you come in, you know where Guthrie's is?
Yes.
Okay, turn right there.
Okay, I got you.
Right there.
Yeah.
So turn right there, and it's right there on your right.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there on your right.
So tell us, these are themed hotels, themed to the college of the town that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about what it's like in the Graduate Hotel in Auburn. Describe to us what it looks like when you walk in.
I need to confirm this, but I think Bo Jackson is part owner of it.
Okay.
Because that's the theme of the hotel.
Okay.
Is him.
Okay.
When you go into the lobby, when you walk directly into it,
mm-hmm,
it's Bo Jackson memorabilia all over the walls.
Right.
And, of course, it has the Graduate written right behind the main front desk, a beautiful football field lit up.
Mm-hmm.
With a Graduate written on the field. But you've got, like I said, memorabilia of him from his baseball, NFL days, his Nike commercial experience,
right,
you know, all
right
of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of those posters, mm-hmm, are there. A lot of Auburn stuff as well.
Right.
And then to the left of the lobby, there's an eating area and a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bo Jackson's Beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it. And it's got a huge, behind the bar, a huge wooden carved image of him shirtless, wearing the shoulder pads and holding the bat behind,
yeah,
his neck.
Like the poster.
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about.
Right.
But it's a huge, massive sculpture of that,
mm-hmm,
behind that bar that's really cool. And the bar stools there in front of that sculpture and in front of the bar are navy, like almost crushed velvet navy seats with a gold tassel trim at the bottom,
mm-hmm,
with an orange 34 written on the back of each one of those chairs.
Okay.
Those bar chairs.
Okay.
It's gorgeous,
yeah,
to see it. We took some neat pictures there. But yeah, they've got that. They've got chandeliers like four in the lobby. Huge, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
These things are huge. They've got baseballs, baseball gloves, baseball bats,
mm-hmm,
and footballs all designed into this chandelier.
Right.
They're massive. That's neat. And part of the baseballs are actually illuminated, light up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're made of glass or something, or hard plastic.
Right.
But they're lit up. And then there's actually real baseballs as well that look just, okay, like those, except they're real.
Right.
And the bats are part of the design of the lights coming off into the chandelier itself.
It, right,
it's just part of the makeup of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really neat. And then we went
Hammer.
To
Hammer. Good morning, Hammer.
Went to our room.
The cowbell this morning for the City Boys.
And in the room, it's designed in Auburn colors,
right,
you know, the room is. And
there was some cool wallpaper.
Yeah, the wallpaper was right there in the bathroom, and a gorgeous bathroom. Had orange and blue tile, kind of in floral shapes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't describe it well enough to picture it, but it was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
No telling what it costs. But and the wallpaper, like you said, had images from around Auburn. It had Mama Goldberg's, you know, an etching of that on the wallpaper.
Right.
It had a Shug Jordan, an etching of him. Charles Barkley, an etching of him. The Eagle had an etching of him.
Mm-hmm.
Just all kinds of iconic Auburn images.
Right.
Rec Tech, it had a homage to Rec Tech. Had,
yeah,
had the train coming down the track.
Mm-hmm.
It's famous, the famous story there in Auburn.
Right.
Had an image of that. Just all kind of neat stuff. You could spend time just sitting on the toilet looking at that,
yeah,
you know, while,
yeah,
you're in there.
Right.
But
Mickey Merrill could have used that this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
But just a neat, really neat place. that she wanted to give us as a gift.
Yeah.
And we were spending, when we went down there to and had Christmas with them,
right,
with the boys, Christmas Day, we got to, you know, she gave us that room as part of the thing.
Right. That's good.
For our time down there.
How many of those are there? Do you know the graduates?
Graduate, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't.
It's the one we stayed in Oxford, Mississippi, was it very much like you're describing for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know, red, white, red and blue colors, yeah, in the rooms, and a very cool place. Yeah. And I had never, till we were there, I'd never heard of these things, the graduates.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
But they are a chain.
Did the one in Ole Miss feature like Archie Manning? Was he, mm-hmm, featured,
yeah,
throughout the stuff?
Right. Well, not just, I don't, not, it doesn't sound like to the extent of just Bo Jackson.
Right.
It had several. It had Archie and others. You
right.
Know? It was a lot of different.
Yeah.
More so than what this sounds like, being so heavy.
Yeah, I would love to know if the one in Auburn, if he's part owner or.
Yeah.
Because why they would have, I mean, he's an iconic Auburn, maybe the most famous of all time.
Right.
Arguably he is. But if they just dedicated that for him as part of it,
right,
but they would have had to get his permission to do a lot of that stuff.
I would, Coach, think so.
I would think.
Yeah.
So he's involved with it, I'm sure, in some way, mm-hmm, if not part owner of it.
I wonder how many there are. That's a good question. That's something we need to go over.
It's a great idea for any college
town. Yes,
it
is. It sure is.
Because each college town has their own tradition.
Sure they do.
And famous players.
Right. They do. There'll be a box next year.
Is there one in Tuscaloosa?
Not that I know of.
Surprise.
I have not heard. If there is, I don't.
It could be in the making, though.
Yeah.
Because these things are kind of new.
If there is, if there is, I don't know of it. I think we need to look it up, Dave.
Yeah, let's look it up.
I think we just need to look it up right now. The graduate
hotels,
and see what kind of information we can find out.
Well, there's one in Nashville I see already.
Yep,
Oxford, Mississippi.
A collection of hotels with a university theme that are located in college towns. There are currently 33 operating in hotels, wow, in the United States, with two in England. Hilton Worldwide acquired Graduate Hotels in 2024. For $210 million. Graduate hotels offer a variety of sleeping spaces, kid-friendly suites, and pop culture suites. My goodness. Graduate hotels founded in 14 by Ben Wiprin. Originally owned by Adventurous Journeys, a real estate developer based in Nashville, Tennessee. Graduate hotels. Locations.
Here we go.
35 of them, Dave.
35.
We're looking for them. We're searching. Auburn. Nashville. Oxford. Knoxville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Tennessee. Columbia, South Carolina. Bloomington, Cincinnati, Chapel Hill. So what I'm seeing, Dave, is some are themed after their school.
Yes, they are.
Some are themed about things, not the one in Nashville.
I saw Minnie Pearl.
Is a country music thing.
Yeah.
Theme.
Yeah. So it's pop culture kind,
yes,
of. Yeah.
Right. We've got Richmond, Charlottesville, Virginia, Dallas, Evanston, Ann Arbor, but it's not Michigan.
It's not Michigan, you're right.
Annapolis, but it's not, well, it's nautical, but it's not really Navy. Iowa City, Dave. East Lansing is Michigan State.
Uh-huh.
State College. It's interesting. We've got more, Dave. Princeton, Lincoln, Nebraska, but it's not Nebraska. Johnny Carson, look at there. The curtains in Carson.
It is. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's cool.
New York, Minneapolis, New Haven, Connecticut, Tucson, Providence, Rhode Island. Look, mm-hmm, at that one, Dave.
Yeah. It's impressive.
So it kind of just depends on where they are.
Yeah.
Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, it's got a big wooden duck in it. In the lobby. That's cool.
Interesting. Great idea for a chain of hotels.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Really is. Different.
Cambridge. Yeah. Look at there, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Well, of the pictures I've seen, and there were some neat ones. That Oregon one was neat.
Right.
The Johnny Carson one with in Nebraska was neat. But Auburn, I'm telling you, it was as nice as any of those.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Or nicer than a lot of them that those pictures showed.
It's over $240 million.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very neat.
Neat stuff. Neat stuff. Dave, let's take a look at a few things, some scores that have happened since we were here last. And we'll delve into the sports at 8 o'clock with the three-point stance a little more, but just kind of some things that we had a couple of games on Christmas Day, Dave, in the NFL. Baltimore and Houston, they played in Houston. Baltimore winning that game 31-2.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then the Steelers, they played on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh that afternoon after opening presents. Everybody got to go to the ball game if they had tickets. Boy, it was terrible, Dave. 29-10, the Kansas City Chiefs over the Pittsburgh Chiefs. Steelers.
Put it on them.
I didn't get to watch it. It was on one of them. You know what that was on, Dave? Those two games.
What was it?
Netflix.
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 Doesn't even sound right, does it?
Mm-mm. That's where they were on.
Yeah, they're going where the money is.
And the numbers. Viewers.
I did hear about the numbers.
We're just huge.
Yeah.
We're very big.
Yeah.
I'm afraid Coach Williams may be right, that one day all this stuff is going to be on that. This, and if you have cable, if you have satellite, you're already paying for television.
Yeah.
But these are just, this is another level of pay you're going to have to do.
That's right. Did you see the numbers for the playoff games?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A couple of the playoff games had some pretty good.
Two of them, the two that were on ABC, not. ESPN were pretty good. The ones on TNT were not.
No.
And dwarfed by these NFL numbers, even on Netflix.
Yeah. And they're already complaining about how much money it's costing them.
Right.
What ESPN paid. They're saying they overpaid for what the playoffs were.
Well, but why are they not on ESPN?
I can't
figure. It's part of my question.
I don't understand.
I don't either, Dave. TNT for college football?
I don't get it.
I mean, all year long, there's never a game on there.
The whole programming of it, you know, how they spaced those games out, I think they could have done it better.
Yeah.
To keep it all on one network.
Right. I mean, why not just that day when they were on, that Saturday, when you had those three on? Why were they not all just on ESPN back to the 11 o'clock window like we had all season?
Yeah.
The 11 o'clock, the 2:30, the 6 o'clock. I don't understand.
I don't know how they came up with that. I don't understand.
You know, they had the Notre Dame game was on Friday night.
Yes.
Very good numbers there.
Yeah, it was.
And the Saturday night primetime game, good numbers there. But those two games, at the 11 and 2:30 game on TNT.
It kind of disappeared.
I mean, yeah, nobody knows where it is.
Right.
I don't understand it. But then you look at these two NFL games on Netflix on Christmas Day, just astronomical what people that watched.
They raked it in.
You know? And I've seen comparison between that and the NBA.
Oh, the NBA is getting slaughtered.
Which was on Christmas Day on network television, and it just got. Just these NFL games just wiped the floor with them.
Right.
Numbers-wise. And then, Dave, we had last night the Thursday night game, the final Thursday night game on one of these things, again, that I can't watch. And we've already mentioned it. Well, people didn't hear it. They didn't hear us mention it. Chicago and Seattle, that game in Chicago last night, 6-3, Seattle defeated Chicago. An NFL game, Dave, 6-3. More sacks than there were points.
If you're a viewer and you're watching that game, say for a half, and you see how it's going,
right?
Does that lessen your appetite to watch the remainder of the game?
See, I didn't see it, so I can't really comment. It depends on why it was 6-3.
Well, I didn't watch it either. But
was it sorry offense?
Yeah.
Or was it defense playing phenomenal? So I can't really say. I think defense sometimes doesn't get enough credit.
I agree with that. You know, it's not flashy enough,
right,
coach.
Right. But a good defense will only give up 6 points sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that the offense is no good. It's the defense had a good day.
But I do think most viewers want to see score.
I agree with you. If you like a 6-3 score game, you're in a minority, a very small minority.
Very small.
You know, people won't. I saw a comment last night on X, Twitter, you know, from somebody said, hey, said if you want some points, there's already been two games on ESPN bowl games, and there's been 100 and something points already scored, you know. So
yeah.
And then we've got NFL tomorrow, Dave, because it's colleges, the regular season college is over. So the NFL's, they are there, even though there's a full day of bowl games tomorrow. Tomorrow you got Los Angeles at New England, Denver at Cincinnati, and Arizona at Los Angeles. So, NBA, well, they had their games over Christmas Day in the last couple of days. Last night, Oklahoma City over Indiana, 120-114. Miami over Orlando, 89-88. Washington over Charlotte, 113-110. Atlanta defeated Chicago, 141-133. Memphis over Toronto, 155-126. Brooklyn over Milwaukee, 111-105. Houston over New Orleans, 128-111. Portland over Utah, 122-120. And Detroit defeated Sacramento, 114-113. NBA tonight, you've got New York at Orlando, Indiana at Boston, San Antonio at Brooklyn, Minnesota will be at Houston, Memphis at New Orleans, Cleveland at Denver, Dallas at Phoenix, and Golden State taking on the LA Clippers tonight in the NBA. College football, it's bowl season. I sat down with three of them yesterday, Dave, and didn't move much. Because yesterday you had three matchups. One of them, six overtimes, Dave.
Six overtimes, yep.
Toledo defeated Pittsburgh in six overtimes, 48-46. Then in the Rate Bowl, RATE, Kansas State over Rutgers, 44-41. And last night in Mobile, Alabama, the 68 Ventures Bowl, Arkansas State 38, Bowling Green 31.
Butch Jones, wasn't it?
It was. Champions for life. The Arkansas Red Wolves, Arkansas State Red Wolves.
Those were good games.
They were good, three good games. The Pittsburgh-Toledo game that went six overtimes. Some of the decisions that the Pittsburgh coach made drove me nuts. At the end of the second overtime, he's second. He has the ball second. And he's down to the 3-yard line. And he has a choice of kicking a field goal or
to stay in overtime.
To go to a third overtime or score and win. And on that play, there's a penalty, and he's moved to the 1.5.
Oh, coach. Don't tell me he kicked a field goal.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Kicked a field goal to go on into the third overtime, which becomes the just going for two, that silly mess they do.
I couldn't have done that.
No. I mean, you're right. At the one, it's the game above Sports Bowl. It's in Detroit. It's been an exciting game. I mean, you know, you're on the 1.5.
I'd say, boys, this is it.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing and go home.
Right. A lot of people were saying, and I did not realize till watching that game, going into that game, Pittsburgh was 7-5. They had started the season, Dave, 7-0.
I remember that now. You're right.
They had lost 5 in a row. So some people, the announcers were saying that, you know, they're trying so hard, they want to win this game. So he kicks the field goal to go to a third overtime, and it rocked back and forth there in the going for two, and it winds up they lose 48-46. Six overtimes.
Don't you know he second-guessed himself?
I would think he did.
Even right now, you would have to.
He was so tore up, he just went off the field. He didn't even shake hands.
He didn't shake hands?
He just went straight off the field.
He should have shook hands.
I agree.
He should have.
I agree. there was two plays at the end of it where Pittsburgh was going, they were trying to tie it to make, to force a third over, another overtime, to force another overtime. And when it was already 48-46, so there was a, the last, the 2-point play, and he gets sacked. So Toledo thinks they've won. They charge the field, but there's a flag. There's defensive holding.
Oh.
So they get to do it again. And they go again, and there's another penalty on Toledo. So they get a, there's another play, and Toledo thinks they won again, but there's another flag. And then finally they run the play and they stop them. So it was like the third time that Toledo finally won the game.
Ugh.
Yeah, he should have went. He should have went for
it. He sure should
have. At the 1.5, in my opinion. You know, I wasn't the one standing there having to make it. But
yeah.
So they finished 7-6 after a 7-0 start. They lost 6 in a row.
Wow.
And Toledo was excited. That was only the second time in Toledo's history that they had defeated two Power Four teams. They defeated Mississippi State earlier this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Toledo.
Two big wins.
7-0-1. We'll step away. Coach and friends, Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Pictures are off 89 points. This is SRN.
Classic Country 90.9.
Have you ever felt like you were on a race against the clock? That time was ticking by and you had a deadline that you just had to meet? In many ways, it's motivating to us. It helps us to focus in and to get dialed in. I think about in sports, we're always in a race against the clock. Maybe you're holding on to a lead or you're making a last-second push to try and come from behind, but when that clock hits zero, that's it. Game over. Yet knowing that there's an end point is great motivation to do all that you can until the final buzzer rings. You know, in life, we're on a clock too. And the humbling thing is, we don't know when that final buzzer will ring. And the psalmist tells us that numbering our days is the key to growing in wisdom. So I want to encourage you, wake up every day with the end in mind. Set your heart every day to redeem it for the glory of God and the good of those around you. And do that every day until that final day, until that buzzer does ring. So let's number our days. Let's gain a heart of wisdom. And let's redeem every day for the glory of God. This is Cole Limbaugh, Multi-Area Director for the Coosa Valley Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
You're in just the right place. This is the second hour of Coach and Friends. Now, back to the show.
7:05 on this Friday morning. Coach and Friends, Classic Country Mornings, Classic Country 90.9. From the First Bank Alabama Studios, First Bank Alabama, where you're always first. We are at 44.9 degrees on the outside on this Friday morning, December the 27th, a couple of days after Christmas. Coach and friends, Coach Heron and Dave the Barber, and you, thanks for being with us. Not a lot of traffic this morning, Dave.
It's really quiet out there.
Slow out there, ain't it? Mighty slow moving around out there.
A lot of folks are probably still off, too.
Yeah, they are. Probably so. A lot of folks still hanging out and doing different things. Still Christmas. I mean, there's still Christmas activity going on. You shared you got some Christmas later today.
I do.
Still with some of your family. We got some hockey action tonight, Dave. The NHL. Chicago's at Buffalo. Toronto's at Detroit. Carolina's at New Jersey. Boston at Columbus. Nashville at St. Louis. Minnesota at Dallas. Colorado at Utah. And Vegas at San Jose. National Hockey League, they take off a couple of days around Christmas. You'd think hockey'd play on Christmas.
It'd be a good day to play.
You would think so. Uh-huh. They kind of take the day off, and I don't blame them. Heck fire. Take it off. Spend a little time with some family and friends. So, Dave, let me tell you about our Christmas.
Around
the Heron house. We have to first go back to last week.
All right.
And it was kind of this time last week. The end of the week, Vicki Merle was kind of under the weather. She had a stomach virus. She dealt with that. had some just nausea and the things that go along with the stomach virus. And we begin to think that, well, we know she became dehydrated. Pretty good dehydrated. So we rocked along, and she was just in a bad way and not feeling well, and made a call to our doctor and was able to get some medicine just through, had some things called in for us to try to help her out. And so we got a couple of different medicines from that. And one of those medicines was just a tiny little pill. I mean, a tiny, tiny little pill. And it was just a pill. You didn't take, well, you just, the instructions were, you didn't swallow the pill or chew it up. You just put it in your mouth and let it dissolve. And that would help with some of the stomach issues that were going on. And it was in a box. It was one of these little boxes, and you had to, you know, you opened it up and took the pill out, put it in, and let it dissolve. And it wouldn't take long for it to dissolve.
Now, this pill, just take one?
Well, there were nine of them. There were nine to take, and you could take it every 6 hours.
All right, every 6 hours.
As you felt it was needed.
Gotcha.
So, we get them last one day, maybe Thursday of last week. We get that. And we take, and we get them, but we are really struggling with this. We're in bad shape. We're dehydrated. We've lost a lot of fluid, and we're feeling, you know, we're feeling low. And I, because of the years that I spent coaching and around that, kind of symptoms of dehydration, I kind of know. I mean, I can kind of tell.
I can recognize it,
and I know that's where she's at. So we're drinking water. We're drinking Powerade. You know, those type things. The best we can, and we're really struggling. Well, we take our first pill, and it dissolves, and we get to the point, Dave, where we're having a hard time even getting up and moving around, walking around. It's very weak, weak as water. I mean, we are weak. So we've taken our first pill that's dissolved in our mouth. Now, they're in this box, and on the box, of course, it's got her name and the instructions, you know, one pill every 6 hours as needed. Well, but on the box, there's a big yellow sticker that is very bold. Possible side effect. Constipation. Well, it's okay. We've got to stop what's happening. So we wind up, we take three of these pills from this box, and we get kind of settled down. We're better from the stomach virus issues, and we're beginning to rebound. We've got some liquid IV. You mix that with water.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So we're on to that routine. We're coming out of the dealing with the stomach virus issues. We're doing better. We're rehydrated. We're feeling a little better. Into last Friday, Saturday, from the stomach virus things, we're better. So we get to Sunday. Now last Saturday was Christmas with my family at my sister's house in Alabaster. Well, Saturday morning, and I've let them know on Friday. I've said, now look, sister and mama, I don't know that we'll be able to make it tomorrow. Vicky Merle is, you know, she's had these issues. We're on the upswing. We're doing better. But now tomorrow, I've just got to wait and see what tomorrow morning brings. So we get up Saturday morning. She's had not taken any of those pills since Friday, but all the stomach virus issues are gone, but she's still just very weak, you know. Not as weak as she was, but she just doesn't feel good. She's, you know, she's she's not wanting to get ready and load up and make an hour and a half trip to my sister's house. And I totally get it. I mean, she doesn't feel like it. She doesn't have the energy. But she feels okay. So the decision is made that I will go. She'll be at home by herself a few hours. You know, she's good enough for that. But she, and I totally get it. I mean, you know how it is. You don't want to go anywhere. You just want to be at home. You don't feel like getting ready and going anywhere. So I go up to my sister's last Saturday. We do the Christmas thing there, have a good time with them. My sister, her two girls, Mom and Joe, both of my sister's boyfriends there. Actually, one of them's a fiance. They've engaged. And so anyway, we do it there last Saturday. We have a meal. And I don't stay terribly long, a couple hours. And, you know, and they know, we do the Christmas thing, and I head on back. So back home, early late afternoon, Saturday. So I'm back, and everything's going pretty well. But we still, now this is Saturday, and we're worried about, now we're worried about Sunday at church. Because Sunday church, we're going to do our Christmas music for our choir. And she's part of the choir, sings in the choir. You know, we've been practicing since September, and she's really wanting to go to that, and she's feeling better. She's done her liquid IV that day and some water and eat some light stuff, chicken noodle soup, you know, just some light things, some saltine crackers. So she's feeling better that Saturday afternoon with the goal of Sunday, we're going to go to the nursing home that morning for nursing home church with her mom, and then to church Sunday for our Christmas music that you have narrated for us before.
I participated.
You have. Yes, you did. We appreciated that. And so anyway, we get on into bed Saturday night and still planning on getting up the next morning and getting those things done. So we get up that Sunday morning. She's feeling some better, you know, still improving from the stomach virus issues. But now it's been since Friday, since we'd taken the pill, and we know that we had that sticker on that box of a possible side effect that we're worried about maybe happening, because we're not as the way we were with the stomach virus. Now we're just the opposite. We're not having any, nothing's happening, you know, but it's just been a couple of days. So, you know, So anyway, we get to Sunday, we do the nursing home church, we have a good little service there. Christmas, we read the Christmas story, and that's all good service. We go to church, we get do our Christmas music, we have the last Advent Sunday, you know, Brother Brandon, he does a great job. We have some the kids involved in the musical with the nativity, that type thing, a good Christmas program at church. And after church is scheduled Christmas dinner to be had. Church provided the meat and the people bringing things. Well, we had said Saturday night we would not stay for the meal at church on Sunday. You know, we'd get to church. That was our goal. And then we'd just come on home because, you know, we hadn't prepared anything. I don't know that. You know, Vicky Merle didn't feel like preparing anything. There's nothing I can prepare. Nobody wants scrambled eggs for Christmas dinner. You know, that's about all I can do. So we get to church. All that goes well, and we're going to head on home. Well, some of the folks there at church, well, you're all staying. Well, no, we're not staying. You know, Vicky Merle hadn't felt well, and we've had a good morning, and we're going to go on to the house. I'll stay. Just stay with it. Well, we didn't bring anything. You know, no, we don't want to do that, so. Well, they just insist.
We just want you.
Yeah, a few of them just stay. Just drink a glass of tea. You know, so we decide to stay. Okay, we'll stay. So we stay, and we go through the line at the end, you know, once, and I do. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I'm myself, I'm kind of hungry.
By now, you
would be. I mean, I'm a little hungry.
We're human.
Yeah. So I get a little, and Vic gets a bite. We don't get much, and I don't eat near what I normally would eat at a church meal. You know, I'm all over it. But anyway, we do that, and that goes well. And we appreciate everybody encouraging us and to stay and that type of thing. But then we finally get home. Now she's just, you know, now she's exhausted. You know, she's had a busy morning. So we get home. We're going to get changed out of the church clothes and get set down for the day. And we do that. And we have a nice Sunday afternoon, just laying around. We get a little good Sunday nap. And it's all just, you know, it's a good Sunday. And we get on into Sunday night, and we go to bed, and we realize, Dave, though, still, that side effect from that medicine for the stomach virus, we believe is an issue. It's where we're at, because it's that happened on Friday. Now it's Sunday, and that's becoming an issue for us. And we work our way into Monday when we were here. You know, that was our last day here.
That's right.
So we were here Monday morning doing our thing and get back home. And
you told me Monday morning here.
You told me.
You were worried about her.
I was.
You were concerned about her.
I was.
She's really, you didn't really go into detail much,
mm-hmm.
but you told me a little bit
that
she had been having dehydrating.
Right.
You was really concerned about that.
Exactly.
And I could tell you were worried about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know where you were going from there.
So I get home Monday, and we've got no movement happening, and the dehydration I'm worried about is even though we're not wanting to eat much because we're just not feeling it. And I'm encouraging, we've got to at least stay hydrated. We've got to. We can't get dehydrated again. We got to stay hydrated. So we get through Monday, and we get into Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, Christmas Eve, we wake up, and we feel better. We've almost had a little nausea. But Tuesday morning, we wake up and we're feeling okay. So we get together. We have a good Tuesday. We make oatmeal cookies. We make minute cookies or chocolate oatmeal cookies or drop cookies, whatever you got. The chocolate oatmeal.
Yeah, I know
you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Different names for them. We make some of those. We mix up and make sausage balls to have Christmas morning because that's kind of what we have on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
We do all these things together. We go over to her parents' place. We walk through the pasture, just a nice walk, walking down through the pasture along the creek bank, just a good Tuesday, pretty good day. I get a text from our friend Rusty Taylor. That afternoon, he says, hey, he said, I know you're Christmas with your family, you know, y'all kind of everything. And we'd done it with her family. We'd had it with mine. We didn't have any big plans. We're kind of on, and that's the way we like it. You know, it's just she and I for a few days. Said tonight, this afternoon, 4:30, we're having a candlelight Christmas Eve service at Lionville Baptist Church. Would love for you guys to come if you don't, you know, if you want to, you know, you don't have much going on. So we decide, well, yeah, we'll go. That's something we can do. And because a Christmas Eve service is very nice. I like a Christmas Eve service.
I do too.
They're cool. So we decide, well, yeah, we'll go. Rusty's invited us. You know, we'll go to the Lionville Baptist Christmas Eve service. So we get ready. We both get a shower. We get cleaned up. We go to the Lionville. Wonderful service. Wonderful. Starts at 4:30. Lasts a little after 5. The pastor there at Lionville, a great message, sing some Christmas carols, do the candle lighting all the way over. You know, you start it and it spreads. Everybody's got a candle and end it with Silent Night. It's just great, great service, about 40, 45-minute service. Leave there. The plan then is to ride around looking at Christmas lights. Well, we leave Lionville Baptist Church, and we'll pick up right there after this break, leaving the Lionville Baptist Church Christmas Eve candlelight service. Christmas Eve night, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
7:22 this Friday morning, Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
About vaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your local advocate for all of life's challenges is the Law Office of Tyler Sims. Online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
7:24 on this Friday morning, December the 27th. Coach and Friends, part of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Coach Heron, Dave the Barber, and you, thanks for being with us this morning. We're kind of reviewing and recapping what we did during the holidays, a few days we had away. So Vicki Merle and I, Vicki Merle kind of sick during the holidays and different issues. Suffered from a stomach virus early on leading into last weekend and headed toward Christmas. Kind of got that took care of with some medicine. But we have now made it to Tuesday, Christmas Eve, Dave, and we went to the Christmas Eve service, candlelight service at Lineville Baptist Church. Our buddy Rusty Taylor had invited us and went to that. And saw Taylor there and Tommy Wood and other folks there in Lineville. Very nice service. So we leave the Christmas Eve service at Lineville Baptist Church. Vicki Merle makes the comment. We know that working that at that time at the Lineville Police Department was our friend, Tabulicious. We know she's at work, dispatching. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Vicki Merle says, let's go Carol Tab.
Oh.
I said, well, okay, we will. So we go to the Lineville Police Department, and we stand at the door, and we start singing, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And we're standing at the door. Now, we can see Tab in there. We're at the door outside. And then you walk into the Lima Police Department, and there's another door and a window, a big like that there, and she's on the other. So she's through the door and then another wall window. So we are singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas at the top of our lungs, but she's not hearing us. So finally, we crack the door open, and we sing just through the crack of the door, really loud, and that gets her attention. So she sees us then. So she comes out, and we talk with Tab a few minutes. So wishing her a Merry Christmas. They're working, protecting and serving there with the Lima Police Department on Christmas Eve. So talk to Tab a few minutes.
I bet she loved it.
She liked that. That was cool. She thought that was neat. So we leave there, Dave. Now we're starting on our Christmas Eve tradition that we've had for many years. We're going to ride around and look at Christmas lights and do that. So we ride around Lima a little bit, check out a few things there, make our way back toward Ashland. We come into town here in Ashland, and we want to go down to the park. We're going to go look at the park because it's lit up with all the things in the park. So we go down, and we ride around the park, and there's several people at the park, parked and out looking, walking around in the park, looking at the stuff. And it's really neat, very lit up, and looks good, and all the activities they had there, winter nights and under the lights they'd had last Thursday night. Very lit up and very festive there in the Ashland City Park. So, but we just ride and looking. We do stop, roll the window down and looking, and it's very nice there. So we continue to just ride around over around the elementary school, the old high school, that little neighborhood, look up and down those streets, looking at lights. And the goal is to, the plan is to make our way to High Pine Road and go follow down High Pine Road and go across at Walker's store and come back around and working toward the Nards, which is a tremendous Christmas display. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the where we'll end as we work our way back home. But as we get to High Pine Road and fixing to head down High Pine Road, I can tell that Vicki Merle is, I think she's beginning to not feel so good. Because, I mean, we've been married 36 years. You've been married a long time. You know when your spouse is not feeling good. You just know. They don't have to say a word. You just know when they're not feeling good. You can tell. So I make the comment. I said, are you okay? And she says, I think we just need to go home. I said, okay, that's where we're going. So we don't go down High Pine Road. We turn around and we go home. We get home. And we get in and we get our clothes changed into our night clothes. And she gets sat down in her recliner with her blanket. Now she wants a blanket. And I know, oh, she's going downhill. And we've had such a good day. We'd struggled Sunday. We had gotten tired. Monday was kind of a sickly day. But Tuesday, we've had a good day, Dave. We've made cookies. We've made sausage balls mixed up. We've walked the pasture. We've had a good day. But now she's not feeling good again. And I can tell it. A nausea feeling, just not feeling good. And still, the side effect, from medicine we'd taken for the stomach virus last Friday, is still causing us issues.
Yeah.
And so we go to bed Christmas Eve night, not feeling well. So Dave, we get in the bed and we wake up Christmas morning. Now we wake up, you know, I wake up about 4:50, like I do every day, but the clock's not set because I'm not having to get, well, I don't get up. I mean, I just, you know, I just turn over and go back to sleep. And I wake up about, I don't know, around 6 o'clock, a couple hours, you know, hour and a half later. And we're there and I can tell she's awake. So I just say, how you feeling? She said, not good. I said, oh, okay. So we just lay there in the bed a while. Well, eventually, I kind of doze back off again, laying there. And I wake back up. Well, now we're between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And now I'm going to get up. I mean, it's just, you know, I've got to get up now. And she's there, and I get up and get my teeth brushed and that type thing. And she wakes up, and I can just tell, Dave. I know right off. I said, how you doing? She said, I'm not good. She said, I'm nausea. I'm a little dizziness. I just need to keep my eyes closed. I said, I get it. I said, but we've got to drink. We cannot get dehydrated. We cannot let that happen like it had happened earlier. So I get up and get us some water, get us a liquid IV made. We drink that, but we're just going to stay in the bed a while because we're not feeling well at all. And I said, okay, that's fine. You stay here. I'll be in the den hanging around. If you need me, call, you know, holler. You've got your phone right there. Call me, whatever you need to do. And I'll keep a check on you. So I get on up. Now in the refrigerator, we've got a pan, a cookie sheet of sausage balls that had been made the day before. They're covered with aluminum foil. They're ready to put in the oven. Well, I'm kind of hungry, you know, and I'm just being selfish, but I'm hungry, Dave, you know, and she's in the bed, and that's fine. She's not feeling well. So I thought, well, I'm going to cook these sausage balls. You know, I mean, we've made them. We're not going to throw them away. It'd be silly to throw them away.
Wouldn't take long to cook them.
No, 20 minutes, 350, 20 minutes in the oven. So I get the oven preheated and get them in there. And, you know, stepping back in there and peeking in there in the bedroom every now and then. She's there asleep, you know, on and off, just sleepy and not feeling well. I hear her get up. I can hear her get up one time. But still nothing, you know, nothing's happening. We're struggling. We're having a hard time. And that's kind of, so the sausage balls get done. I get me 6 or 8 of them. Get me a little orange juice. I have splurged for Christmas, Dave. I have gone with the good stuff, the good Tropicana with some pulp. Now, I'm a pulp drinker.
Yeah, some people like
it. I like a little pulp. Yeah. I don't like heavy pulp.
I don't either.
But I like some pulp. So I've got the bottle, the new bottle, the new style bottle, Tropicana. That's right. And I have that, a big glass of that orange juice that I've shaken up really good. to get that pulp all mixed up in there. And I've got me about 8 sausage balls and a little helping of some grape jelly. So I get sat down. I sit down there in the den and got my orange juice, my sausage balls and jelly, and get the TV turned on, and I find some Christmas parade on TV. You know, this is that morning. So I thought, well, it's Christmas Day. I'll watch the Christmas parade. I don't even know where it was from. And anyway, I get the sausage balls eaten, my orange juice drink. Good orange juice. It is so, that's good stuff. And I love orange juice, but I don't buy a lot of orange juice. You know, I know you do.
I do.
You're a huge
all
orange
the time,
juice.
Yes.
And
I love it.
And I have it pretty regular, but there are days that I don't have orange juice. You know, there'll be a week that we don't have any in the house. Now, not like milk. Milk's what I'm not running out of.
Yeah.
I'm a milk guy.
I love it, too.
But anyway, I've had my sausage balls, my orange juice, watch the parade, get all that cleaned up, put up, and go back, check, look at Mickey Merle. She's still in there in the bed. And that's kind of how Christmas Day goes, Dave. Me just hanging out and kind of there by myself, you know, and keeping a check on Mickey Merle. I hear her up occasionally. When I do, I walk back there, you know, I say, what about it? Nothing. You know, we're really having a hard time, Dave.
Well, there's not a whole lot you can do.
No, there's nothing.
Keep her hydrated.
Right. Try to keep her
hydrated. Check on her if she needs anything.
Right.
But that's about all you can
do. That's all I can do, Dave. I mean, I feel totally useless, but that's all I can do. I can't fix it.
Yes.
And I hate not being able to fix something like that.
It's heartbreaking you can't do it because you want to help them.
And but I'm keeping her Gatorade or Powerades, water, kind of making her drink, you know. Saying, good morning to the doctor. Little Coleman cowbell. Appreciate Doc's help this morning. I'm doing all I can do, making sure she don't really want to drink. I said, look, I know you don't want to, but we've got to. You know, you need to at least take a few swallows. I mean, I've got a straw, you know, in there. So all she really has to do is, I mean, I'm holding it, you know. She gets her a few swallows with her straw of water and Powerade all day long, Dave. That's kind of the routine, Christmas Day. I'm in there. You know, I talk to my mama, text with my sister a little bit, check in with her, some family members, some friends, send a, you know, a little Merry Christmas note. And I kind of get into the DVR, Dave. Things I've got DVR'd that I hadn't watched. I think, well, because there are some things that I DVR that I know she's not interested in. So I thought, well, I mean, she's not here. She's right there. There's nothing really I can do. I'll just watch a few of these DVR shows that, you know, I know she don't want to watch. So I do. I watch a couple of those kind of things that are there. Still always pretty constantly, you know, pretty regular checking, making sure, and she's just there. Again, occasionally I hear her up, but nothing's. So anyway, I've watched now a special about Greg Maddux, the pitcher for the Braves.
Yep.
Very good documentary on him. I'd recorded
Hall of Famer
this past fall. Mike Schmidt, a good documentary about Mike Schmidt. It was very good. Mike Schmidt today was interesting, seeing him today and his take on things. And he admitted his career as it was going on, he didn't like it. He was not a happy guy at that time. And, you know, he always kind of struck me that way. He never seemed really.
Yeah. I think he had a lot of him and his fan base. A lot of them might have been to.
Well, it was Philadelphia.
Philadelphia absolutely. Itself. It's a tough town to play.
It is. And some of the, for his show, they talked to other Philadelphia athletes, professional athletes, Doug Collins, Charles Barkley, a few others that it were in Philadelphia and talked about how Philadelphia, it's a great sports town, and when you're doing well, they are there. But when you mess up, they expect perfection every night.
Yeah, they do.
Every night. And when it don't happen, I mean, they're going to let you know.
They're going to come down on you.
You know?
Yeah.
And they did. They got on Schmidt at times. But that was interesting. And to hear him talk now, you know, he said, I should have enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I, you know, but I didn't. But he was interested. He knows, and he has a great relationship now, you know, with Philadelphia and that type of thing.
There was a time where he was considered on the same level as a Sammy Sosa or a Soto now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the elite player of the game.
He was it for a while.
He was. There were a number of seasons.
There were a few seasons
that he was like the guy.
He was it. Yes, he was. Yeah. Probably. You can make the argument very much so, the best third baseman ever.
You could have a good argument for it.
There's an argument for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he hit, you know, 500 home runs, you know, tremendous player.
Great fielder.
Yeah.
Golden Glove winner many times.
They talked with George Brett on this thing, you know, because he was American League third baseman. And Brett made the comment. He said, I would have never stayed in Philadelphia. He said, what he had to put up with? He said, I wouldn't have stayed there.
No, I don't think he'd tolerate it.
Yeah, he said, I wouldn't have. He said, I would have been out of there. He said, you have to, it says something about him to stay there his whole career.
It did.
You know, and Barkley made that comment to deal with that. I think it was 19 years Schmidt was there. Barkley said, you know, I was there, what, 8, 10, something like that. He said, yeah, to do that in that city your whole career, he said, man, that says something about you right there.
It does.
It's because it's tough, you know. Yep. And but anyway, off of that, about 4 o'clock Christmas afternoon, Wednesday, I hear Vicky Merle up. But it's like I hear her coming toward the den. I'm thinking, okay, let's see if she comes in here. Well, she does. It's 4 o'clock Christmas afternoon when she's up out of the bed and comes to the den. She's been late, mostly awake most of the time, but just kind of nausea, a little dizziness from that, just, you know, just feeling like just not good at all.
So a great majority of Christmas Day, she was...
Yeah, she was just out.
Just out.
Pretty much out of it, yeah. So she comes in and sits down in her chair, and she says, you know, of course, she starts apologizing. I'm sorry. I said, look, you have nothing to be sorry for. I mean, it's not, you don't get to pick when you're sick. No, you don't. Now, I know you hate being sick at a holiday.
That's right.
Christmas, you know, birthday, you know, when you've got something. Yeah, I mean, and I've been sick on Christmas Day. I've been sick as a dog on Christmas Day. And you feel awful. You know, it's bad enough that you're sick. But then you feel bad because it's Christmas Day, and you know, you want to do something, and people want to do things, but you don't get to pick when you're sick.
You don't.
You know. So she comes in and sits down, and we talk a little, and she, you know, she's just not feeling good at all. And I can tell, but she's trying to make the best of it. And she says, well, what about the presents? Because we do have presents to open day.
I knew y'all did.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, what do you think? I said, I can go get them. They're under the tree over there. I said, I'll bring them over here if that's what you want. She said, well, yeah, let's open them. So we get a couple of boxes and bring them over there. I hand her couple, and she opens one, and I open one. And she, you know, we go back and forth there a couple of times and open our present. And we like what we've got, both of us got. Hers were surprises, and one of mine was, and one I knew what I got, so was getting. So anyway, that was good. We got those opened and took care of, and she says, I need to eat a little something, but I don't really want it. I said, well, what do you want? I said, you know, I'm very limited on what I can do, but I'll, she said, let me try a couple of just crackers, just saltine crackers. I said, okay, that's good. So I go get like 5 saltine crackers. And she's got her Powerade. What's up, Cousin Barry? Good morning to you, sir. So she nibbles on one of these crackers, Dave. She starts nibbling. She don't eat the whole cracker. Just, you know, maybe 3/4 of the cracker, but not the whole cracker. She said, I can't do it.
That's not much, is it?
No, that's not much. I said, well, you've got to drink, though. You've got to drink. You know, I mean, you can get by without eating for a few days, but you got to drink. You got to have water. You got to have liquid.
Body's got to have it.
You can get by without food for a couple of 3 days and be okay. And I know when you're like that, you don't want to eat. You just don't want nothing to eat. So anyway, we get on to about, I don't know, maybe 6 o'clock now, Dave. She's been up a couple hours, and she said, "That's it. I've got to go back and lay down." And we go back to the bedroom, and she gets laid back down, and still I can hear her up occasionally, but Dave, we've still got nothing happening. We are still, we're struggling. And she's finally gets back to sleep, staying, you know, drinking some occasionally a little bit along, trying to make sure we're staying hydrated. I'm back to my DVR recorded stuff and get a few, couple more things knocked out. And I go on to bed, you know, I go back there and crawl in the bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And that was our Christmas day.
Yeah.
That was it. So.
Got through it.
We got through the day. We got through the day, and we got to yesterday. And when we got to yesterday morning, it's about the same. And we wake up, and the decision is made that today, one way or another today, being yesterday, we're getting some relief. Whatever we have to do today, whether it's a doctor visit, a hospital visit, whatever we need to do, we're getting relief yesterday. We're at day 6, Dave, of the side effect from this medicine. And we're feeling bad, and something's going to give.
Something's going to give today.
Yes, something's going to give today. And we're at 7:45. We'll step away, and we'll find out.
What gives?
What gives? Coach and Friends, Classic Country Mornings, Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
From the sidelines to the headlines, Coach and Friends have you covered on Classic Country 90.9.
7:50 on this Friday morning. Coach and Friends, part of Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9. Coach Sharon and Dave the Barber and you. And Dave, we've made it till yesterday morning. Vicki Merle's been kind of sick. Had some issues going on. And we're to yesterday, and we've got to have some relief. Something's given yesterday, Dave. We've made that decision. Now, let me go back and say, on Tuesday, when we had the good day, we had made plans for our Christmas lunch, just she and I.
Yeah.
We've got a roast with potatoes and carrots and green beans. All that is cooked on Tuesday, and it's ready for lunch on Christmas Day.
Yes.
So lunch Christmas Day, myself, I made me a plate. And I had some great roast and green beans and potatoes and carrots. Very good, Dave. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I had the same thing yesterday. I made me a plate, had a good, so I've ate off of that for a couple of days.
That came in handy.
It was very handy. I was very glad she had done that the day she felt good on Tuesday, because I'd have been stuck with sandwiches and snacking, you know, for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get to yesterday, we wake up, she's feeling about the same. The decision is made, we're getting some relief today, being yesterday. Something's happening today. We make a phone call into our doctor, Dr. Hensley. And we find out a recommendation of some different things we can try. And the decision is made, Dave, to purchase a bottle of magnesium citrate. It's a 10-ounce bottle of liquid that you can purchase at a pharmacy. We get that bottle purchased. About 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock yesterday morning, we get that. We're going to drink that bottle, and we're going to chase it down with 32 ounces of water behind it. And we get that done. We get now it takes us a while because we're still not feeling well. We've got a nausea feeling about us, but we've got to make this happen. And we sip down the 10 ounces of magnesium citrate. You know, we're not able to just chug it like would be probably been the best. So we're just
Nursing it down.
We're nursing it down. We get that down. Now the challenge is 32 ounces of water has got to go down behind it. That's two Gatorade bottles of water. So we start on number one, and we nurse that down, and it takes us a while. And then we finally get down. We finally, Dave, over a period of time, we get that down. So now we're just kind of in wait-and-see mode.
What time is it now?
Now it's about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Yesterday morning. And we are up. We're up. We're in the den. We're sitting there. We're very uncomfortable, but we're there. And we start hearing as we, between 2 and 3 o'clock, I can hear. We hear stomach rumblings. there's
stomach. We have movement.
Things are happening, Dave.
Yes.
Things are happening. And I say, that's your tummy. She says, it is. I said, I'm glad to hear it. She says, not as glad as I am. And she gets up, and I said, good luck to you. And she disappears, Dave. And I walk back relatively close, and I give a holler. Everything okay? She says, everything is fine. And eventually she comes back out, and we have success. And things have begun to happen.
Good. Yes.
And by about 7 o'clock last night, Dave, that girl is hungry. She is hungry. She wants to start with a bowl of chicken noodle soup, just a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I get that warmed up with about 6 crackers, Dave, and down it goes. I mean, that girl is eating. She knocks that out. She's still hungry, Dave. She says, you hadn't eaten all that roast beef, have you? I said, no, I haven't. She said, I want a sandwich. On a roast beef sandwich, I want it chipped up very small. I want mayonnaise on, heavy mayonnaise, a little salt. I want some green beans with it, heavy salt on the green beans. I said, you got it. And I want a glass of tea. So I get all that made up just like she wants it. Get it delivered to her there in the den, Dave. And I'm telling you, that girl is going to town. Knocks out that roast beef sandwich, them green beans, that glass of tea. She gets through the tea. She says, I need a Powerade. She drinks another Powerade, and Dave, and things are tremendously. By the time we go to bed last night about 10 o'clock, I mean, she is feeling much better.
A new person.
She has come back to life.
She has.
And now this morning, I get up early. Of course, I wake her up because I want to know how she's feeling before I leave. And I get her woke up, and she says, I'm okay. You know, I'm weak. I'm still kind of weak because she hadn't eaten much. I mean, she's gone a couple of days without eating, you know. But she's feeling much better this morning. I've been in contact with her a couple of times already since I got here about 5:15. And she's doing okay this morning. So, but it was 6 days, though.
6 days. My gosh, Coach.
That's tough.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard those stories, things like that happening to people. Mm-hmm. And you just feel helpless, like you felt.
I was. That's, you know, exactly how I felt.
And you want to do whatever, but
I can't help.
Totally out of your hands.
There's nothing
nothing you can do.
There's nothing I can do. There's really nothing she can do. I mean, there's nothing. You know, you had to have some help.
Yeah. Oh.
And we thank our doctor and folks at the pharmacy, and so yeah, but it. If you need more details on it, I can give you some good information, some helpful hints, or what worked for us. So, anyway, that's where we find ourselves. Christmas 2024 is one that we were saying last night will never be forgotten.
No, it won't.
It will not. No time. It will not be forgotten anytime soon around the Heron household.
And it just shows you, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds.
Exactly.
For any of us.
That's exactly right.
In all kinds of ways.
Yep.
And that was a good example of it.
This is one of my boxes I opened, Dave. This pullover.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, camo hoodie. Got that and a new pair of boots. Lace up black boots. Very nice boots. Lace up.
Have you worn them yet?
Do what?
Have you worn the boots yet?
I have not. I just tried them on.
Yeah.
I hadn't worn them. May bust them out for church Sunday. May be the first wearing.
There you go.
So, where are we thinking about heading? What we're thinking about right now, Dave, is we're getting ready to head toward 8 o'clock, getting ready to mash right up against it. We'll be moving into the three-point stance of Friday edition. Oh, we got all kind of things we can talk about. We got bowl games that's been played and some NFL action and some developments around college football and people, JUCO transfers. They're going to get to play another year if they want to. All kind of things happening. We thank you for being with us on this Friday morning as we're still right here in the middle of the holiday season, the week between Christmas and New Year's. Always kind of a neat week, things that happen. A lot of people still off and enjoying some time away and some time with family and friends. We thank you for spending part of your morning with us. If you do have to leave us now, well, grab that mobile device and get in the App Store and get the Radio Alabama app and check us out right there, or check us out online at classiccountry909.net. You can take us with you wherever you go on the mobile device, because we don't get to go much. Take us with you. We're headed toward that 8 o'clock hour. Classic Country mornings are made up of Classic Country Sunrise from 5:30 to 6, Coach and Friends from 6 to 8, and 3-Point Stance comes your way each and every weekday morning from 8 to 10. All the news that is news from the world of sports. We got the Friday morning crew in here, and we'll be coming at you. We'll take a little break, rehydrate, and regather ourselves, and come at you from the 3-Point Stance right on the other side of 8 o'clock. Classic Country mornings on Classic Country 90.9.